You're listening to SBS News.
Australia retains the urn. Within 12 days of collective competitive cricket, England spent longer quarantining on the Gold Coast. Australia have wrapped up the Ashes in dominant style. Befitting their calamitous tour, England's resistance lasted just 80 minutes on Tuesday morning as they lost their last 6 wickets for 22 runs to be all out for 68. Scott Boland, who is just the second Indigenous men's Test cricketer and 4th overall, claimed outstanding figures of 6 for 7 on Test debut.
MCG the day Scotty Boland took 5 for 5 is what everyone will be saying when they leave here tonight. It's taken! Boland's got 6 at the G! Build the man a statue! Scotty Boland has got 6 for 5 at the MCG.
His 5 wickets off 19 balls is the equal fastest in Test history, and inevitably he was named man of the match.
Obviously, coming here today, I thought we had a good chance of winning, but obviously didn't think it was going to happen that quickly. I obviously thought it was going to be really tough. It's a big step up from anything else I've played before. So I was hoping to make a little bit of an impact. There was about 17 of us went away a couple of years ago to commemorate the tour from 1868. We got to learn so much about that tour and what went on, and I think, well, obviously my family would be very proud, and I'm very proud to win this award.
It marks the 3rd straight series where Australia have claimed the Ashes after winning in 2017-18 and drawing the series in England in 2019 to keep the urn. It is also the 8th time in the past 9 series in Australia that the series has been wrapped up after just 3 tests. Australia's triumph saw them wrap up the test in 180.4 overs. That's the shortest test match on home soil in the past 71 years. England all out for 68 was their lowest test total at the MCG in 111 years. The result was also the quickest of any team to seal the urn in Australia in Ashes history. All of this just over a month after Tim Payne's resignation as captain and subsequent withdrawal from the Ashes series. Here's the reaction of the captains Pat Cummins and Joe Root.
It is what it is. We've been playing in these times for a while now. We've almost had to come to used to be dealing with this sort of environment, and all you can do is try and front up to and concentrate on what's in front of you, and that's putting in good performances on the field. Credit to Australia, they blew us away last night and have outplayed us in this test match and in this series so far, so got a lot of hard work to do to make sure we come back strong in the last 2 games.
Yeah, just an awesome few weeks. I'm so proud of, you know, the group here, and just everything's clicked, everything's worked out. I'm so happy for Scotty in front of his home crowd today, and just an amazing feeling.
Assuming England don't quit mid-series, or the series is called off due to a coronavirus outbreak, the 4th test takes place on the 5th of January in Sydney, followed by the 5th test on the 14th of January in Tasmania. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.